Okay, ready to dive into the pleasure principle. This book's gotten some buzz for, well, claiming to help women unlock a whole new level of joy and fulfillment.
And it's not just another self-help book. It really flips the script on typical relationship advice, not about like manipulating men or playing games,
Yeah.
but something way deeper, harnessing the power of your own pleasure.
I'm listening. A lot of guys would agree. There's just something captivating about a woman who radiates joy, knows what she wants. So, how does this pleasure principle thing actually work?
It's simple but profound, Consciously choosing pleasure in every single area of your life, recognizing pleasure's hardwired. It's not frivolous, it's essential, like survival instinct stuff. Think about animals, right? Pleasure and pain motivates them. We're not that different.
Tapping into that primal thing, but instead of just basic needs, we use it to what make life better.
Exactly. And the book gets into the science, how pleasure affects everything: health, energy, relationships, even aging. There's research in there how a woman in tune with her pleasure can actually become
What's that?
virtual Viagra for her partner, the author says.
Whoa, okay, gotta admit, that got my attention. But yeah, from a guy's perspective, a woman who's genuinely happy, radiant, it's magnetic.
Right, it's contagious. And the book stresses how prioritizing pleasure creates this ripple effect, positive change, without games or manipulation.
Sounds good, but we've all heard that feel-good stuff before. What makes this book different? What can women actually do?
That's where it gets interesting. It's structured with exercises, techniques. There's a section called Self-Care Station, all about building self-love.
Makes sense to start there, but for a lot of women, self-care feels selfish.
It does, and the book tackles that head-on. It helps you pinpoint your sources of pleasure, overcome that guilt resistance. It's giving yourself permission to enjoy those things without the guilt trip.
I think a lot of women struggle with that,
Yeah.
always putting everyone else first. So this book says it's not selfish, it's actually essential.
Exactly, and that's just the start. It introduces the pleasure path, packed with strategies to use pleasure in everyday life. Creative visualization, reprogramming thoughts, even using pleasure to achieve goals.
All right, now we're talking. Give me some examples. What kind of exercises and practices are we talking about here?
Well, first thing, start a pleasure journal. Just become more aware of what brings you joy, even small stuff, and like consciously do more of it.
Simple enough, but I bet it's harder than it sounds.
It can be. Another tool is the pleasure jar. Fill it with slips of paper, each one an idea for a pleasurable activity.
Okay, like what?
Anything. A long bath, your favorite music, walk in nature, time with loved ones.
Ah, a little reminder to actually enjoy yourself even when life gets crazy. I like it.
That's it. And when you're feeling down, pull a slip, give yourself permission, shift your focus back to what matters.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this could be beneficial. What about relationships, though? How does this pleasure principle actually help with, attracting and keeping a man?
There's a whole section, Attraction Alps, gets into the science of attraction. This is where it gets really interesting. It claims you can make a man feel so good being around you, he can't help but be drawn in.
Okay, tell me more.
It's about understanding, like what makes men feel good on a primal level. And it's not just physical, deeper connection. Even touches on chakras, how different levels of pleasure enhance attraction.
Wow, getting deep. But it makes sense. We're drawn to what feels good. A woman who's happy, confident, it's like a magnet.
Exactly. That's just one part, though. It covers dating, commitment, navigating conflict, keeping the spark alive, all through the lens of the pleasure principle.
So a holistic approach starts with your own well-being. This is sounding more and more appealing. But honestly, this all seems obvious. Why is it so hard to actually do?
You're right, it is. And the book gets that. It digs into why women struggle to prioritize their own pleasure, even when they know they should.
Like what? What are some reasons?
Well, a lot of women are conditioned to put everyone else first. Selfless, sacrificing, even if it means their own happiness suffers. That's tough to break.
Right, like you can't pour from an empty cup, right?
Exactly. Then there's fear, judgment, rejection for wanting their own pleasure, scared of seeming selfish. It's paralyzing.
Yeah, society definitely sends mixed messages about what women are allowed to want.
For sure. And then there's just life, right? Finding the time, the energy for pleasure when you're juggling work, family, everything. Self-care ends up at the bottom of the list.
Sounds like this book is tackling some deep-seated issues.
It is. That's what makes it powerful. Not quick fixes, but a fundamental shift, a commitment to your own well-being. So you're ready to hear more about those exercises, how to actually put this pleasure principle into practice.
Yeah, I'm all ears. especially curious how it helps women overcome those challenges we talked about, you know, actually make it happen.
Well, one big thing is mindfulness. Train yourself to notice the good stuff changes your whole outlook.
I bet that's way easier said than done.
It can be. Takes practice. The book also helps you identify those negative thoughts that, like, block your pleasure.
Yeah, as a guy, I can relate to that. We all have those voices in our heads sometimes.
Totally. For women, it's often guilt, self-criticism, fear of being judged for wanting pleasure. So the book gives you ways to reframe those thoughts, make them positive.
Important stuff. Replacing those self-defeating messages with, like, affirmations, things that support your happiness.
Right. Creating more positive inner dialogue. And setting boundaries, self-care, that's huge too. The book has strategies for carving out space and time for what brings you joy.
Yeah, that's key. Especially when you're juggling a million things. Learning to say no to what drains you, yes, to what fills you up.
It's about taking charge of your time, making choices that actually align with your happiness.
You know, it's funny. We think of pleasure as something frivolous, but it's so much deeper. It's self-care, self-love, living intentionally.
That's a great point. And that's what this book emphasizes. Pleasure is not an extra. It's essential for a fulfilling life.
So does the book talk about how this all applies to relationships with men specifically?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of the most interesting parts is about this thing called the commitment switch.
Mm-hmm.
What makes men feel compelled to commit long term?
Okay, before you go there, I know some women might be like, I don't need a man to be happy. And that's totally valid. But hear me out.
Absolutely. It's not about needing a man. It's about understanding how attraction and commitment work from both sides. Embrace your own pleasure, happiness. Let him see how amazing you are.
Because when a woman's genuinely happy, confident, it signals like, hey, I'm worth it. Worthy of his attention, his commitment.
Precisely. It's not that you need him to be happy, but you create a dynamic where he feels like he's contributing to that happiness.
And that's where the pleasure principle comes in. When you prioritize your own pleasure, you become more attractive, magnetic. It kind of triggers that hero instinct without even trying.
Love that. Like, what you focus on expands. Focus on your own happiness, you attract more of it, including a worthy partner.
So well said. And again, it's not about pretending or manipulating. It's about understanding the dynamics of attraction and commitment.
From both sides, yeah. To build a relationship that's truly fulfilling for everyone involved.
So this pleasure principle sounds pretty powerful. When you feel good, it changes how you interact with everyone.
Totally. Women who use these principles to create more joy, fulfillment, passion in their lives, their relationships.
Inspiring stuff.
Yeah.
Shows how powerful this can be.
Right. And the book doesn't just tell you what to do. It gives you the tools, a step-by-step guide to reclaiming your pleasure, designing a life you love.
Well, I got to say, I'm pretty convinced this pleasure principle sounds like a game changer. But before we wrap up, what are your final thoughts? What makes this book stand out? Why do you think it resonates so much with women?
I think it's speaking to this like deep longing that so many women feel but maybe haven't put into words. That longing to put themselves first without the guilt and to embrace what they want, to have relationships that are truly fulfilling where both people feel loved, supported.
Yeah, reclaiming their pleasure, creating a life that reflects who they really are.
Exactly. And it's practical, empowering, not quick fixes, but a real shift in mindset, a commitment to living a life that feels good and true to you. You know, we've been talking about how this benefits each woman, but what about like the bigger picture? What if more women were living this way?
Interesting. What are you thinking?
Imagine, you know, a world with more happy, fulfilled, empowered women. Wouldn't that change everything? Make society better.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like when you take care of yourself, you can take care of others better. Right?
That's it. This book really gets at that. It's not selfish. It's actually creating more joy for everyone around you, too.
A win-win, then. You feel better, and that spreads to your relationships, your community, everything.
Exactly. I think that's what makes this book so powerful, not just individual, but like a shift in consciousness, you know, more love, compassion, joy in the world.
Yeah, it's bigger than just feeling good. It's about making a real difference.
And I think this book, The Pleasure Principle, it's like a starting point for that change. Telling women it's okay to want this, to make it happen.
It's definitely thought-provoking, insightful, empowering. I think it could really make a difference, honestly.
I agree. And for any woman out there feeling stuck, overwhelmed, lost that spark, you know, pick up this book. It might just change everything.
Couldn't agree more. And guys, listen up. You might learn something too about yourselves and the women in your lives. Who knows? It might just change your perspective on things.
Absolutely. It's about more than just feeling good. It's about living a life that's real, that's joyful, that's fulfilling. And who doesn't want that?
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive, and I think this pleasure principle has a lot to offer. Thanks for joining me and sharing your insights on this incredible book.
My pleasure. It's been great discussing this with you.
To all our listeners, thanks for tuning in to our deep dive into The Pleasure Principle. We hope you found this exploration insightful and maybe even a little inspiring. If you're looking to add more joy, fulfillment, and yes, even pleasure into your life, definitely check out this book. We think it might just change your life for the better.